In this bulletin, a man accused of killing three Perth women in the mid-1990s found guilty of killing two of them. Two Australian scholars reportedly banned from entering China. And in sport, a change in the rugby championship schedule could mean the All Blacks spend Christmas in quarantine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The sister of one of the victims of convicted Perth murderer Bradley Robert Edwards has praised the efforts of police investigators who helped bring the 51-year-old to justice. Edwards faced a 7-month trial accused of killing 18-year-old Sarah Spears, 23-year-old Jane Rimmer and 27-year-old Kira Glennon after they each spent a night out with friends in the affluent suburb of Claremont in 1996 and 1997. Justice Stephen Hall today found the former Telstra technician guilty of murdering Ms. Rimmer and Ms. Glennon, but says he couldn't find beyond reasonable doubt that Edwards murdered Ms. Spears, whose body has never been found. Jane Rimmer's sister Lee says she's pleased her family got the verdict they wanted.
Now we just have to keep working for the Spears family and hope someone finds Sarah. It's very sad, but glad that we got the result for the other two.
Edwards will be sentenced for Jane Rimmer and Kira Glennon's murders in December. Chinese media is reporting two Australian academics have been banned from entering the country. The Global Times, published by the ruling Chinese Communist Party's official People's Daily newspaper, identified the scholars on its Twitter account as Charles Sturt University Professor Clive Hamilton and the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Alex Joski. It hasn't elaborated on why the two men were banned from entering the country, simply stating they're anti-China. It comes after Australia cancelled the visas of two Chinese academics. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says Melburnians shouldn't expect major changes on Sunday when some COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. His comments come as Victoria records 12 new coronavirus cases and another two fatalities, taking the state's death toll to 733. Melbourne's rolling 14-day case average has dropped to 26.7. Mr. Andrews says while he'll likely relax more restrictions this weekend compared to previously announced, a cautious approach is best.
Sunday will not be a day of massive steps. The roadmap does not speak to that. It is not a day when we essentially throw the doors open. It will be, however, steady and safe steps. And that sense of gradual, continual progress is what we are able to do because we have a gradual and continued decline in these numbers.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has confirmed he's no longer seeking to bring the budget back to surplus within the next 4 years due to the coronavirus pandemic. He had been forecasting a return to surplus last financial year before COVID-19 hit. But most economists predict this year's budget will now show a deficit of more than $200 billion. Mr. Frydenberg says the government needs to focus on Australia's economic recovery, and pursuing a budget surplus would cause further damage.
The long-term effects of this pandemic mean that our previous fiscal strategy needs to be updated to respond to the current environment. Our revised fiscal strategy is built around supporting the economy in the near term to make sure Australians are back in work and businesses are back to business as soon as possible.
This year's delayed budget will be delivered on October the 6th. Two officers have been shot in the United States as protests erupt over a grand jury's decision in the police killing of African-American woman Breonna Taylor. Detective Brett Hankerson was sacked in June after investigators found he wantonly and blindly fired 10 rounds during a raid of Ms. Taylor's apartment in Louisville, Kentucky, 3 months earlier. But a Kentucky grand jury has decided not to bring any charges against Louisville police for her death, instead charging Mr. Hankerson with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the apartments of the 26-year-old's neighbours. Louisville Police Chief Robert Schroeder says two officers were shot during protests following the grand jury's decision.
Both officers are currently undergoing treatment at University Hospital. One is in alert and stable. The other officer is currently undergoing surgery and stable. We do have one suspect in custody.
To sport, New Zealand has expressed frustration over the rugby championship schedule, saying it didn't agree to a change in dates, which could mean the All Blacks spend Christmas in quarantine. New Zealand Rugby released a statement following the draw announcement saying the schedule had changed from the original plan, which had the last match down for December the 5th rather than the 12th. Under the current New Zealand government guidelines, players must remain in hotel quarantine for 2 weeks when they arrive home, meaning they now won't be out in time for Christmas with their families. The December the 12th match doubles as the fourth Bledisloe Cup test, with the Trans-Tasman rivals playing 2 games in New Zealand next month before the Rugby Championship gets underway. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible early storm with a shower or two, 24. Adelaide, showers and 13. Melbourne, rain, 12. Hobart, showers, also 12. Canberra, similar conditions and 11 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and windy, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, windy with a possible late shower, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, similar conditions, 31. And Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.